Nebiel, episode 5. How are you, Lee?
I'm alright. How are you, Benedict?
I'm good. We both had very different weekends, and I can't wait to discuss it.
I'm very excited to as well. Do you want to start with yours, or do you want to start with mine?
Well, mine's definitely the less interesting out of the two, so I think we'll start with mine.
Okay, then we'll go with that.
So, it was my uncle and auntie's 30th wedding anniversary.
Big 30, what's that? Is that ruby? Is it diamond?
Pearl, I think.
Pearl?
Yeah. So, what better way to celebrate than a black tie event at a Jacobean manor?
You love a black tie event.
Don't, like, seriously, I loved it. Loved getting dressed up, everything. There was a magician that hid a £20 note in a lemon. Brilliant.
Oh, I've never hidden a £20 note in a lemon.
No, I mean, I've hidden one in like a shoe, but
yeah, I've hidden one in an orange, but never a lemon.
You're all about the zesty life, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the zest.
And there was also, this is actually really cool, there's a man who was going around with like nail scissors and black card, and he'd go up to you and say, "Do you want your silhouette done?" And so he'd tell you to turn to your side, and then he'd get a bit of black card and his nail scissors, and he'd cut a silhouette of your face.
All right.
I think I might have a picture. I'll try and send it to you, because is, like, genuinely, he did an amazing job. I was actually impressed.
I'm a little bit scared. Like, someone's cutting around your face.
Right. No, not around my face. He just looks at your face.
Right, he looks at your face and then cuts something at it.
So he looks at your face and he's got a bit of black card and then he just goes off that. So like he's like cutting what your face looks like.
Is he autistic?
Probably. He looked like, do you know Andre Rieu?
No. Sorry.
The guy that he's like, I think he's Austrian and he plays the violin. He looks just like him.
All right.
A little one for the listeners at home there.
Yeah, yeah. It's wasted on me that. So you best enjoy it, listener.
Yeah, so that was my fun weekend. Danced to some great covers on the dance floor while in my suit. Got a bit sweaty.
What covers did you boogie to in your black tie suit?
You know, all the classics. You Get Lucky, You're Happy, Uptown Funk. Then a bit more old school. It was great.
Oh, nice, nice.
Are you a bit sniffy?
Very sniffy. I've hay fever galore.
Not just normal hay fever.
Not just normal hay fever. It's like the Tesco Extra of...
Tesco Express.
No, Tesco Express, that's just one that's on the side of the road, isn't it? The small ones, the ones that are normally garages.
Is Extra the big one?
Extra's the big one.
Do you get any other types of Tesco?
I think there's more. There's Tesco Metro, what's that?
Oh, yeah. Well. Is that one, do you get like stations and stuff?
Maybe, yeah. I think there's another one as well, Tesco Express, Tesco Extra, I don't know. Maybe there's more.
Listeners, tweet us at Nebiel.
We want to know what other types of Tesco there are. There's Morrison's. Little joke there.
Do you see, there was a man. So you know how like everywhere around the UK, there's like those little corner shops and they basically rip off the big supermarkets?
Yeah.
So what was
Tesco.
Yeah, there's one in Tesco in Salford, but he renamed his, didn't he?
Yeah, after a lawsuit.
Yeah, so there was one, he got done by Sainsbury's, and he was called Singsbury's. And wow. So after he got done for that, do you know what he changed his name to?
What?
Morris Sings. The man is a genius.
The other day I watched that episode, have you watched BoJack Horseman?
Only some of it.
There's an episode where, you know his sidekick, the guy who always wears the hat?
The Aaron Paul character.
Yeah, he makes a Disneyland up, and his own Disneyland because BoJack told him it wasn't a real place. And then he gets lawsuited by Disneyland. And then it turns out that Walt Disney accidentally copyrighted Disney, but with two eyes instead of one. So he got it free.
That's good.
That is very good.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
But you had the far more interesting weekend.
Oh, thank you. That's really kind of you.
You saw amazing acts such as Milkshake Live, Medlar, FYI Chris, Luna Loop. I've just got the lineup in front of me. I'm just going to list acts that I know that you would have gone out of your way to see.
Yeah, Figs in Wigs. Milkshake Live was the big one. What was that?
Figs in Wigs.
Oh, definitely.
Dance Class Salsa. I can imagine you there, 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. I'm sure you took time out of your day to watch Keith Richards' Origin of the Species film.
I actually, not Keith Richards, going back to the dance class, I actually went to the Latino tent about 2:30 in the morning one day.
Ooh, did you actually?
And danced Latino. Got very Ooh. Sweaty.
That's cool.
It is cool. I am cool, mate.
Did you go to the Avalon Cafe and watch Elle and the Pocket Bells?
I did watch a band on in Avalon Cafe.
Was it Mr. T and the Minions?
No. Keep guessing. See if you can guess what band I watched.
Was it the Schmusenbergs?
No.
Can you remember the name, though?
Yeah.
Was it JS and the Lockabillies?
No.
Do you think Jeff's in that band? Because he's from Lockerbie.
It's the manager.
Oscar Zaki.
No.
Okay, can you give me a rough time like that they were on?
It was on Thursday.
Thursday, right. I was looking at the wrong day. Was it RSVP?
No.
Three Daft Monkeys?
No.
Josephine and the Artisans?
No.
Back Before Breakfast?
No.
Lloyd Grossman?
I wish.
And the new Forbidden. Wait, is that actual Lloyd Grossman?
Yeah, yeah. He's the band.
But why is his... I thought Lloyd had double L.
Well, Lloyd Grossman's band plays every year, so I presume it's his band. And they always play on the Thursday.
Wow. Was it Tankus the Henge?
Yes.
Hey! Yeah. Right, I'm going to open their website and let's see their about page. They're on midnightmango.co.uk. Love Play this. Along with... Search along with us, listeners. Their live booking agent, that's who Midnight Mango is. And Tankus and the Henge. Wow, they look like quite interesting people.
They are quite interesting.
They're a London-based, five-wheeled, funk-fueled, open-top, custom-paint-job, rock-and-roll jalopy that comes careering round the corner on a tranquil summer's day, ruining the silence and disturbing the bats. You're a bat. You were disturbed, weren't you?
Oh, mate. I almost turned into a vampire. That's how disturbed I was.
This is what Dave Davies from The Kinks said. I love that. It reminds me of a mixture of early Kinks, Squeeze, and a bit of Blur mashed in. His voice is his own. So great. I love it.
There you go. That's right from Big Dave Davis.
A virtual carnival of sound that's high on energy and deep on soul. Which newspaper wrote that?
The Guardian.
Yes, well done. Lee Wilkinson, you're on fire.
I am on fire. That's what they call me. On right. fire.
Did you see Disco Halal?
Disco Halal?
Yes. I've just seen this and I'm obsessed. Disco Halal hails from beneath the minarets of the Holy Land, led by Moscow Man. The resonant sound drifted forth across the continents, gathering kaleidoscope fragments of found exotic sounds, symbols, and fractured European rhythms along the way. Washed up on the shores of Berlin. Berlin's inland, so that's crazy. Finding home in the almighty OYE record shop. a celebration of a world without frontiers and a dreamscape ruled by love. Disco Halal is the cosmic vibration of forever unity.
That's nice, isn't it?
You could have been unified forever if you'd gone and seen them.
I'm always unified. I'm never ununified. It's part of my morning routine, unifying myself.
You look in the mirror and you're like, unify, unify.
And then I headbutt it and smash it. That's how you unify yourself.
Did you see DJ Ray Ray?
DJ Ray Ray? No, I didn't see DJ Ray Ray.
What stage do you think DJ Ray Ray was on?
What day was it?
It was a Saturday.
Saturday. Oh,
I'll give you the time slot. I'm not sure it will help you, but 4 to 5.
In the morning or evening?
Evening. Afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon. That doesn't really help at all. Bimbling.
It's the Spike.
Oh.
Did you see Black Cactus?
No. Is this all, what this whole podcast is going to be? You just picking out weird names and just going, did you see them?
Honestly, I'm having too much fun doing this.
I can tell.
Did you see Holy Goof?
Holy Goof?
Did you see Gibber and Gringo?
Oh, God.
Did you see Tigger?
Tigger?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Oh, he was on Spaceport. Oh, did you see David Seaman? Dave Seaman, sorry.
What?
Do you think it's actual, like, football goalkeeper Dave Seaman? Or just a DJ called Dave Seaman?
I don't know, but that's really interesting.
I'm looking up DJ Dave Seaman. It's not the same one, sadly.
Oh. DJ Dave Seaman. That's actually upset me quite a bit, you know.
He does a show on radiotherapy. That's what it's called.
Steve Davis DJs.
Yeah, I know that. And he's got a radio show as well.
Yeah. He DJs and he did a secret set DJing as well.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Did you see Jimmy the Plate?
Yeah.
I'm more of a fan of Bob the Bowl.
I'm a big fan of Caroline the Cutlery.
Michael the Mug.
You mean Michael Gove?
Oh!
Satire!
Lee Wilkinson!
Satire!
Lee, oh. Political satire at its finest.
Thank you very much.
Did you see Thad Lester?
Sad Lester.
Thad Lester.
Oh, I thought you said Sad Lester.
I mean, it would be quite appropriate. Have you ever been to Leicester?
Bats.
Did you see Rumple the Wordly Fool? God. That's such a mouthful.
What? Say that again.
Rumple the Wordly Fool.
No.
See buzzing bees. Well, no, okay. It was at Walkabouts, which seems to have the biggest lineup ever.
I don't know where that is.
There's so many people on it.
Oh.
Did you see Goldie Fiasco?
No.
Did you see Amelia breaking broken dreams?
No, I didn't.
She could have broken your broken dreams.
She could have. But what's the point in breaking broken dreams? Does that mean it fixes them?
It's like a double negative. If you double it, then it fixes it.
Right. Okay. So yeah, that's all right then. I'm all on board with Amelia fixing my broken dreams.
Did you see Peter Dobbing?
Peter Dobbing. Yeah, I did see Peter Dobbing. He's a comedian.
Hey, well done. He was comparing at the Sensation Seeker stage.
Yeah, I saw him compare at Mavericks.
Did you see our lecturer's best friend, Stephen K. Amos?
Who's best friends with Stephen K. Amos?
Jeff.
Oh, didn't Jeff call him a cunt or something? What happened? Tell me the story again. I can't remember it very well.
So basically, friend of the show. He's not a friend of the show. We're going to call him friend of the show until he becomes a friend of the show.
Yeah, exactly. That's not kind of enough. He becomes. It's like
I reckon he listens to this. I reckon he listens to this just out of spite.
Yeah. Anyway, what have I can't. I can roughly so, remember.
So friend of the show, Jeff. Jeff. We'll just call him Jeff. he used to produce a. Like Saturday morning kind of breakfast show sort of thing on BBC in the South, and it was like kind of a variety sort of show where they'd do cooking, they'd get and they would have guests on to talk about like plug stuff, basically like Graham Norton on Radio 2 but on a small local station. And they would do a thing where they'd get a comedian and to phone in the night after they'd had a gig, and they would phone in to play a quiz thing. And basically, Stephen K. Amos got booked for this and didn't phone in, didn't turn up, or one or the other, without any warning. So obviously, he was producing the show, and that happened. So Jeff called him out on Twitter for doing that, and it turned into like a big argument on Twitter, where the guy kept on like he blocked Stephen K. Amos, blocked him, then kept on DMing him, even though he'd blocked him. It got quite weird, didn't it?
I can't really remember. I can only remember.
It's on Storify if you want to see it. Who?
I always took Stephen K. Amos as one of the good guys, though.
Yeah, we can't all be good guys.
Can't all be good guys.
Did you see Faces of Disco?
No.
I'd love to know what they look like.
The Faces of Disco. You might be able to hear some rain.
I can hear a bit of rain. It's nice.
Yeah, it is quite soothing. It's actuality, isn't it?
You know what I've realised we haven't done?
What?
We haven't had our advertiser yet.
Oh! Yeah, they'll be annoyed.
They will be. We should really get on with that. We'll go back to the Glastonbury lineup soon.
I'm sure they can't wait.
Right, okay. Who's our advertiser this week?
So you've heard of mustard gas.
Well, how mustard about gas off of World War One.
Off of the World War Ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The well
WW
aware.
W1.
The Great War, if you will. The war to end all wars, except it didn't.
Because there was more, and there still is more.
Still are more.
It's still going. The wars. They still go.
They never really end, do they?
They don't, right? Who's really the winner? The people with the most dead?
No, I think I think heaven's the winner.
Because it gained more angels.
Oh, that was actually really cute.
Also very horrible.
Yeah. Right. So yes, I'm well aware of mustard gas, yeah.
But how about ketchup gas? So now you can combine the two on your hot dogs and have a gas hot dog. New from Timpsons.
Timpsons, the people that cut the keys.
Yep, they've branched out to making ketchup gas.
Oh, wow. I didn't think that was going to be their next move.
Well, that's the thing with Timpsons. They're unpredictable, but always reliable.
Bit of a wild card, aren't they?
They are a wild card. Can you remember in the famous summer of 2004 when they branched out and started making giraffes' necks for disabled giraffes?
For amputee giraffes?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Well, giraffes effectively have five limbs, don't they?
Yeah. They do, actually. You know, so, fun fact, you know they have the same number of bones in their neck as us, as humans.
But they're just really long.
Just really stretched out.
Yeah, that's a fun fact.
It is fun. I when I read, when I said that out, and when I first learnt it, it made me go, and I was like, oh, I'm having fun learning this.
Yeah, that just, it's a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And that's what this podcast is all about, a lot of fun.
Is that our phrase this week? Is that our opener?
Yeah.
This podcast is a lot of fun, Nabil.
Yes.
Do you, yes, do you want to say it in your best voiceover voice, and then we'll do our cheers and it will start?
Well, I'm very, very coldy, but we'll try our best, okay?
Yeah.
Nabil, it's a lot of fun.
We're back in the room. So. Not the same one.
So, yeah, I went to Glastonbury.
Yeah. What did you actually see then? Because I've asked you lots of dumb things. Did you lots see John Erdrey?
Who's John Erdrey? I don't even know who that is.
I don't know who he is. Apparently he's highly visual. It doesn't have a link, just says brackets highly visual. Oh, he's in the circus, that's why.
Ah, right. In fact, I'll link that up with probably the best story I've got about the whole weekend.
Go for it.
So, I went to Glastonbury last year as well, and we started to go to this late night comedy thing, but it's not really, it's like a comedy club in a small tent, and they set out tables and chairs around them, so it's like a proper comedy club. And it attracts the weirdest people in the world. And at the side of the stage, there's a caravan with the wall broken down in the caravan. And there's a massive bar there. And a man dressed as a ship captain just pouring cocktails and giving them to everyone and all the acts and just getting everyone really pissed.
That's so weird.
And they get just acts. So they get stand-ups, but they get weird stand-ups. And they get... just acts from across the circus fields, and they all come and do like 10-15 minutes, and it's like the bizarrest place in the world. And we loved it last year because we watched, I think it was on the Saturday night, we watched a comedian called Phil Kay, who's like, he was quite big in the 80s as like one of the alternative comedians, like one of the weirdos, and his he came out just strumming a guitar, making a song up on the spot, and someone halfway through the song put a tab on his tongue of something, and the rest of the song was him coming up as he was singing. That's the sort of place we're talking about here.
Yep.
And just before that, we saw an act called Evil Hate Monkey, which was a man dressed as half a monkey but in a tutu, and it was a striptease act, and at the end he had a banana over his knob by the time he got to that, and he peeled the banana and then ran off.
So did you just spend most of the weekend there?
Yes, because we walked in there on the Friday night just like, right, this is with some people who didn't go last year, and was like, right, this is going to be amazing. And the first act we saw was a guy who had sad music playing, and he was sat at this table, and he got some cornflakes out, he got a bowl out, some milk and a spoon, and then he made cornflakes, obviously, and he starts eating it all happy. Then he slowly starts crying, and he starts crying loads to the point where he's got his mouth full, and then he just starts full on spitting cornflakes all over the audience. And he's just like, yes, it's going to be good again. But the best thing we saw there was, have you heard of a comedian called Chris Lynham?
No, I haven't.
So, he was on twice, and we went back to watching the day after as well. And he's more of a clown. So he does, like, he tours with circuses, but he does, like, odd bits of stand-up tours and stuff. And I genuinely saw him do the best way of dealing with a heckler I've ever seen in my life. Where he, so he just like loads of stupid, like his main thing, he didn't do it there because it's a really small tent, but his main thing is he shoves a firework, he gets naked, shoves a firework up his arse and sings No Business Like Show Business. But he so he just like does ridiculous things, and this heckler, I can't remember what they said, and then he just went, oh, so where are you from, off the back of dealing with him, and he was like, say he was from Manchester. He said, oh, I'm from Manchester, and he went, oh, yes, I've actually got something for people from Manchester, and then he went slowly to the back of the stage, and then just turned around and went, take this, and had a gun that fired a blank and shot it at him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and then what else did he do? On the next night, he said he was going to do some impressions, and he just like threw loads of cut up paper in the air and was like, "Oh, it's snow," and just like silly things like that. Then he said, "Now I'm going to do an impression of a pigeon shit landing on someone in the audience," and he just full on leapt off the stage onto someone in the audience. It's just crazy. And he ended, have you ever seen the balloon dance?
No, I haven't.
It's like a famous thing within comedy where it's just three blokes all naked, and they all have balloons, and they're just swapping them to this song, and they're just so quiet, and they're just covering each other's private parts up with balloons. and they keep like fighting for them, and they're popping, and it's, and he did that basically, ended on that, and it was amazing.
Wow. So
that was the highlight of Glastonbury, I think.
So what about the stages that were on TV? Who did you see there? Like the Pyramid stage and the other stage and John Peel and all that?
I didn't go to loads of the big one. I saw the Killer's Secret set at John Peel.
Oh, yeah. Was that any good?
Yeah, it was good.
Could you actually get in the tent or not?
Yeah, because I was there before, the gig before, and I was like, I'm not going to get out of here very well, so I might as well just stay.
Did you shout to your heart's consent, Mr. Brightside?
Obviously.
Mr. Brightside.
I've genuinely not heard a crowd louder than them.
Really?
I only heard him sing lyrics to two songs, because the crowd was shouting every lyric for everything.
Jesus. That's cool.
Well, I saw Hacienda Classical on the Pyramid.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw Bez and Sean Ryder.
Wow. You know, I think I once saw Sean Ryder in Salford. I was pretty sure I saw him at Salford Shopping City, and then I did like a double take and he looked away. So I'm almost 100% sure it was him. Because, like, you know when you're spotted and you don't want to be.
Yeah.
He did that exact thing. He had a hood up. And I was like, I'm almost 100% sure that's Sean Ryder.
Yeah, well, he lives in Salford.
Yeah, which is why I thought I was probably him.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, very cool.
He was dressed like dressed like a G. He had a big gold chain on, he had shades on, he had like a blue type bomber jacket on. He was dressed like, sort of like Chibody from Corrupt FM.
I'm in love with your body.
Yeah. Bez had a shirt on that just said MCR fam. In Run DMC font.
You know, Bez doesn't live in Salford anymore, though.
Does he?
No, I know this because at Christmas, you came to it. You know, so I worked for this student radio station, and we were organising an event where we'd have, where basically, I did it twice in a year, where we did a flat, like a party from a random student flat. So we would like invite a load of people, like a comedian, a music act, and then just like, and we'd do a cooking challenge in this flat, and it would just be like a massive piss up but a load of fun, and we'd do it live on air. And this year we this is the first year we did it, but we did it twice, and we really really wanted a celebrity for the Christmas one. And so we asked to get who's the first one we asked? Oh, Honey G was the first one we asked, but she was too busy.
Bloody hell.
Bez was, we got told by his manager, he doesn't live in Salford anymore, so he wouldn't be up for it. And The one I got close... I got close to getting one of the Hollyoaks actors. Like, really close. And then they said, oh, it's busy Christmas. Because it's Christmas. They do extra filming nights around this time to make up for the week... 2 weeks they have off. And the other one I got really, really close to was a player for Sale Sharks, like a rugby player.
Oh, right.
And he tweeted and was like, oh, I'm really sorry, I've got a match the next day and it's an away game, otherwise I would have been there. I was like, what? Oh. And that would have been amazing, because I reckon he would have been a right laugh, especially if he's a rugby player.
Yeah, so you didn't get anyone?
No, we didn't. But, yeah, very close to getting several people. It's a bit of a non-story, isn't it?
Very much. You surely could have got someone, like a Coronation Street actor.
Mate, I tried so hard. You don't know how many people I contacted.
Should have got me on it. I'd have sorted it for you.
Well, you were there. You were just incredibly pissed. Do you remember any of it?
I wasn't very drunk at all. I had like 3 cans.
Oh, really? You seemed a lot drunker then. You seemed really wasted.
Oh, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Didn't you bring some girl with you? Hadn't you been on a date or something?
No, that was Abby, my housemate.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Bring some girl with me. Imagine bringing a date to that.
Yeah, I know. I was like, that's such a weird thing to do if you had.
No.
So there's that. Did you see, you know, because I watched some of Glastonbury, but on the TV because I didn't get tickets. And I saw, you know who was amazing? They do the same set every time, but it was amazing. Chic.
I was going to see Chic, but that's who I was going to see instead of the Killers.
Ah, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they were amazing. Like, they even just watching it at home on TV, I was like dancing away like, this is amazing. And they do the same set every time.
Clap your hands. Lovely stuff.
And they did, like, the drummer did, Let's Dance. Put on your red shoes and dance.
Yeah, Nile Rodgers played on that, didn't he?
Nile Rodgers produced like pretty much every good song ever.
Yeah, if you look at like the full touring set lists,
yeah,
they play so many songs, and then you're just like, why are they playing so many covers? Then you look into it, Nile Rodgers.
He produced like every single one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Sister Sledge tracks, so many more. Like it's ridiculous.
Did they do Get Lucky?
Yep. They did like their own version of it. It was quite good. Yeah. I mean, he didn't really produce that, but he played guitar on it. And he rocked it.
Rocked out his cocks out. His coccyx out.
I didn't really watch Ed Sheeran because... I've seen Ed Sheeran live and he was really good live, but that's about it.
Yeah. I watched Radiohead.
Oh, are they good?
Well, they're arseholes and never play sets what people want to hear.
But I hate when people do that.
But they ended on their 2 biggest songs, so it was fine.
Yeah.
It made up for it, because everyone was singing for like 10 minutes after it had finished.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was nice.
Didn't an impromptu Jeremy Corbyn chant start?
All the time. Never stopped.
Were you getting involved every time?
Did you see Jeremy Corbyn?
Yeah, I've seen his speech, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see him? Did you see him and then Run the Jewels?
I watched the first song of Run the Jewels. I was because they clashed with... Who did they clash with? Loyal Carner.
Oh, he's really good.
Very, very good.
Yeah. Big fan of the Loyal.
Big
off. You could say I'm a Loyal fan.
Ha ha! Nice one. You've just earned your pay for this week.
Oh, yes! 5p!
I watched The XX.
Oh, any good?
Very good. Very. I didn't expect them to be that good live, because they're quite slow songs and they're always quite miserable. But
yeah, amazing musicians, but I'm not... Yeah, I have the same feeling about you as you. Like, I'm not sure if they'd be good live.
Yeah, but no, they were very good. Very, very good. And guess what minor celebrity was stood next to me the whole time when I watched them?
Oh, I love this game. Male or female?
Male.
Under 40.
You're probably not going to get this one, but it's funny if you can.
Under 40.
I would say under 40, yes, but not too far off 40.
Are they a TV presenter?
No.
Are they a musician?
No.
Are they a comedian?
No. They've been in comedies, though.
They've been in comedies. Are they an actor?
Yes.
Were they in a sitcom?
Yes.
UK?
Yes.
Last 5 years?
There's a program that's a bit of a comedy, but it's a bit of another genre as well that they starred in. But they're more famous for a sitcom in the early noughties.
Early noughties, okay. Channel 4?
No.
BBC?
Yes.
They were also
in a very famous film, and they was in a string of adverts. Like, for a long time they were in.
Oh, I think I know. Is it the guy from My Family?
Yeah, Nick from My Family.
What's the famous film he was in?
Love Actually.
Oh, yeah. Colin. Watch out, America, because Colin's on his way and he's got a big knob. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Brilliant. That is a great story. Great anecdote. One for the ages, that.
And on Thursday, I watched Napalm Death and there was another comedy actor that pushed past me to get further into the crowd. Do you want to have a guess who that was?
Male?
Yes.
Under 40?
I would say middle-aged, so probably, I'd say between 40 and 55.
Okay. Were they in a sitcom?
Yeah, they've been in a few sitcoms. Not often main characters, but they're certainly recurring characters and notable characters.
Few sitcoms. Ooh.
They were also in a children's TV show which they starred in.
Starred in a children's TV show?
That was on when we were kids as well. But then they've appeared in minor roles in comedies and guest roles in comedies, but notable roles.
Is it My Parents Are Aliens?
Yeah. He was watching Napalm Death with his wife.
No. What is it, the guy that is in Fresh Meat?
Yeah. Bruce 42.
That's brilliant. I'm good at guessing today. I'm on a roll.
You are. I'm very impressed. Yeah. And guess which major celebrity I'm about 80% sure I walked past. Major celebrity. We're talking
Johnny Depp. Top.
No. Similar ballpark.
Orlando Bloom?
No.
Tom Hardy?
No.
I'm just going off who I've heard rumours were there. I don't know who else. Male?
Yes.
Actor?
Yes. Huge actor.
In a franchise?
Ooh, I don't think so off the top of my head.
No, I don't think so. Have they ever won an Oscar?
They definitely will have, but I don't know what for.
Be not. Oh, okay.
One of the biggest actors.
Ever?
Yeah, you're talking up there with Johnny.
Oh,
Depp.
Was it Kiefer Sutherland?
No.
Because he was performing.
Yeah. But no, he's bigger than him.
Oh, okay. Over 50?
I'd say definitely over 40.
Oh, I'm struggling.
Like one of the most famous actors ever.
Tom Hanks.
No.
This is going to be too tough, I think.
No, you can guess it. Come on.
Are they British?
No, American.
Have they been in a film within the last 12 months?
Yeah, definitely.
Did the film do well?
As
in, did I probably see it?
The film I'm thinking of was a Netflix film.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Jesus. Wow.
It's good, isn't it? Well, I'm still not 100%. It's not been confirmed. So, what?
No, that's probably true.
Well, what happened was, there was... I was leaving Loyal Karna, actually. So, that links up with another story. And I was walking down this passageway, and there's like two groups of people that was in front of us going, "Oh my god, is that him? That can't be. No, no." And then one of them was just like, "Right, I'm going to have a selfie with them," but I couldn't see who it was. And then it turned out that Brad Pitt was watching Loyal Karna in the crowd.
Whoa.
With Tilda Swinton as well.
With Tilda Swinton? What?
Yeah, they were both in the crowd, but not even That's on the amazing. Side of the stage.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Oh, I've just had a match, Lee.
A match? What? On Tinder?
Yeah, on Tinder.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy!
Do you want to guess which number match she is, the lucky lady?
Which number match she is? Well, you've had Tinder for ages, so 162.
162?
Yeah.
I will have you know that it's number 951.
What?
Jeez!
And yeah. You've still not found love out of all them.
I've still not found love.
You've got serious personality defaults then, haven't you?
No, they do.
Ah, they do. That's fair enough.
I don't message most of them, to be fair.
Fair enough. It's all a numbers game anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. She's called Phoebe. She wears glasses, has a nose ring.
I've always liked the name Phoebe.
Have you? And she has this really disgusting thing. You know, like, above your tooth, front teeth, there's, like, under your lip, there's, like, a bit of skin. Like, not skin, like, a bit of excess. Yeah, gum. She's had that pierced.
Ah.
It looks disgusting.
Oh. Why did you match with her, then?
Because I swipe right on everyone, and it's her third photo, so it would take quite a bit of digging to find that.
That sums you up perfectly. You'll just take anything. Just swipe, 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 swipe.
Clicking on my profile and it says less than a kilometre away.
Oh, that's good.
I am, obviously.
Yeah.
My profile says a radio producer at uni in Manchester. I need to change that. Originally from Cheltenham. Just in Cheltenham now.
Yeah.
5'11". And
are you
5'11"? Yeah.
I thought you were a bit taller than that. I thought I'd say at least 6 foot.
I mean, on a good day I'm 6, but usually 5'11".
Yeah, I'm the same. I differ between 6'2 and 6'3".
Yeah, it's a numbers game, really.
Yeah.
And I have a 5.0 rating on Uber. That's gone down, and I blame you. I reckon it's that time you took the taxi with me.
Why? What happened? Why? What did I do wrong? Apart from laugh every time you're talking about a beard.
Yeah, that was so weird. So basically, we got an Uber back from, we'd been to see a film. Which one was it? Oh no, it was Fleabag, wasn't it? Fleabag, yeah. Q&A. And we were sat in the Uber on the way back, and the driver, who had a bit of facial fluff, just kept turning to me facial and asking fluff. About my... He kept on asking about my beard, didn't he?
Yeah,
and, like, it would go silent for, like, a good minute or two, or we'd move the conversation on, and then he'd just go straight back into it. It was so weird.
And then you're talking to him about beard combs and wax and stuff.
I use beard wax, yeah. My, oh, this is the thing. So, obviously, I went to this family party the other day. I hate it so much how literally... So, I turn up, and I've obviously... My beard's really quite big at the moment. Because I'm going through something. And I got out of the car and my uncle goes, "Oh, your face is hairy. Oh, no."
Oh, no.
And then everyone just went, "Oh, wow, you can tell you're unemployed." Everyone was horrible. And then the only way that I managed to, like, get people happy with me again was when I mentioned, "Oh, yeah." So my auntie asked, "Oh, what did you get for your uni grade?" And I said, "Oh, I got a first." And she went, "Oh, well done. How come you didn't tell us?" And got really aggressive with me. Whoa.
All right.
Yeah, like, why didn't you tell me? It's like, yeah, because I don't care. Yeah. And then, yeah, so... But she was really pissed off that I had a beard, but it was okay because I did well at uni.
Fair enough.
And then everyone went, does this mean you have a job now? Nah.
No, because you've still got the beard.
Yeah.
Can't have both.
You'll know if I'm clean shaven, I've got an interview or a job.
To be fair, I did see a picture of you dressed up. You did look very smart, but your beard is a bit too long.
It needs like a trim, doesn't it? Or like, I don't really want to trim it. I want to get it tidied. I want to get it shaped.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what I think you need. A nice little shape, because it sort of grows over the bits that give you natural charm into the beard. So you just need to sort of trim it back, and it'll come and it'll thicken up, but leave the thickness for most of it.
Yeah, the chin's very big right now.
Yeah.
I'm quite enjoying having a lot of facial hair, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun sometimes.
You know who probably doesn't have a lot of facial hair?
Pardon, what did you say, sorry?
You know who probably doesn't have a lot of facial hair?
Tom Hoy.
DJ Jim Bitch.
I thought you were going to say Tom Hoy. I genuinely thought you were going to say that.
No, I mean, Tom Hoy comedy can't grow a beard, but no, different.
DJ Jim Bitch.
Yeah, I played the London Underground 1 to 2 a.m.
I didn't go and see him, sorry.
No, because you're a little bitch.
Oh!
Oh! Boom, boom, boom.
That was a shot fired.
Oh, there's a DJ called Brother and Tristan D'Acunha. Do you think they're a fan of Tristan D'Acunha, the island in the South Atlantic?
I would imagine so.
You know that's actually an overseas territory.
Really?
Yeah, the UK still governs it.
Fact finder Benedict Jones.
I'm on fire today, aren't I?
Exactly. Best put some... I'm going to recycle the joke. You best put some Factor 50 on.
I reckon DJ Eggs Legs would be a big fan of that.
DJ Eggs Legs?
Because he's got pale legs. Oh!
That was very bad. On Jeez. That note, I think we should probably wrap up there.
It's been an emotional ride, this one.
It has. I'm sorry I've not been on 100% form, but I've still dropped you some lol bombs in for this
lol cast. Bombs on the lol cast, yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
You know who I'm a big fan of? Sean Keaveney did a middle-aged night out at 1 p.m.
Oh, yeah, I wish I watched that, actually.
After Dr. Alice Roberts.
Yeah, I'm a fan of old Sean Keaveney.
I don't know what we're going to do next week, because quite frankly, I've used all my material. With just going through the lineup of Glastonbury.
That's all the material you've got now.
Brilliant DJ name. We Ja Yes. As in, yes in three different languages. That's just genius.
Sean Keaveney, on the, I was listening to him on the way to Glastonbury. And he had a cracking line, which was... he said in a little kid's voice, he was, Daddy, Daddy, what's glamping? And he said, It's like camping, but you add a zero on the end of the bill.
That is good. That is no, well done. No, I like that. I really like that.
Quality.
Did you know that someone from our uni actually played the BBC introducing stage the other day?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Who was it?
It's a girl called Onida.
That's wasted on me. Who's that?
She's like, she has a shaved head, and she goes out with one of the guys at Shock.
Does she?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's
getting
crazy.
Getting all the goss.
I know too much.
Too much? You could kill someone.
Apparently Andy Carroll played a set. Is that the same Andy Carroll?
I doubt it's the same Andy Carroll.
Old horse face. Look at me. Football banter.
Yeah, it was very poor, but yeah.
Footy ball banter.
Oh, right, Ben. Oh, because I'm sick of hearing people off the Glastonbury lineup.
Did you see a little known artist called Katy Perry?
See you next week, Ben.
Right. Theme tune. Bye.